I do shit differently. That line that separates the real from the fake. Presenting this.
Who else do we have, Garrett Andrews? Who else do we have?
We have Ron Lau.
Ron Lau?
It's L-O-W, but it rhymes with cow.
Ron Lau, L-O-W, rhymes with cow. What's his song? Where's he from?
He is from Northbrook, Illinois.
Right.
And he sent a little letter with his song.
Read the letter, please, Garrett.
Hey, Jay, guys. Love the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for having a contest to support songwriting. This tune is truly a homegrown American, since it's about a problem no other country has.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is the last nation on earth still circumcising over half a male infants for non-religious reasons.
This is an anti-circumcision song.
It's the penis song.
94% of the world's females are protected by law, if not always by enforcement, from even a ceremonial pinprick to draw one drop of blood with no religious exemption.
Burn them out, you're gonna burn them out.
No country protects males yet. Sweden at least requires a doctor to do it. South Africa says you can't do it until age 16, but with a religious exemption. Okay. Australia recommends waiting at least 6 months after birth. At least no national medical association, not even Israel's, actually endorses routine circumcision. 85% of the world does not circumcise.
All right.
It's about a male's right to keep all his pleasure receptive parts. Enjoy growing.
Is the name of the song Keep Your Meat to Yourself?
It is called Grow It Back Again.
Burn it out, you're gonna burn it out.
Isn't this the guy we had on the other day? What's his name?
Ron Lau.
I think it's the guy that he had me massaging my penis to try and grow the skin back.
Yeah, a millimeter a month or whatever.
All right, here we go, Ron. Let's listen to your anti-circumcision song. The J. Thomas Homegrown Song Contest, jthomas.com.
Wow.
I mean, loud.
Here's your new baby and he's perfect as can be.
Oh, I like it.
Let's hope his life is not too rough. Why give his genitals cosmetic surgery? He seems quite well endowed, but what guy has enough? I wish my parents had defied conformity, preserved my pleasure parts so I could feel it glide. That amputation won't prevent an STD, and infants aren't at risk. Why steal my right to decide? I don't want much, just want my foreskin back again. No, it's not TMI, I shared it cause we're friends. My parents chose this road, but I'll choose where it ends. Don't I deserve it all? Gonna grow it back again.
Love it.
Grow it back again, yeah. It's gonna take some time, but I can grow it in a year. That's not so fast, but the new skin will last. So go ahead and laugh at the tugger I strap on every night to undo superstition that tried to supersede my rights. Bit up, your sitcom victim won't remember a thing, except that you denied him all the joy that love should bring. 2 million more mutilations every year. You and you and you and you have got to know it's wrong. Just let it die and let the last victim try to grow it back again. Grow it back again, yeah. You talked Bill Gates out of a few hard-earned simoleons to do a so-called study where you cut some Africans. But it's still clear that condoms are the best form of prevention. Now that you failed, who will heal those angry men? I'm gonna tug and grow my foreskin back again. No, it's not TMI, I shared it cause we're friends. This road, but I'll choose where it ends. Don't I deserve it all? Gonna grow it back again.
Wow, Ron Lau is gonna grow it back again.
Grow it back again.
I like him.
I like it
grow
too.
It back again.
Man, the J. Thomas Homegrown Song Contest with a plethora of talent, ladies and gentlemen. It's unbelievable. We had our first woman today. And by the way, you have until midnight, December 4th, to get it in. Go to jthomas.com, find out all about it. Madison is here. David Brenner is next.
What happened?
Society's oddities.
What
like
happened?
That's just... The J. Thomas Show. The Afternoon Drive Show on Stars 2, Sirius 108 and XM 139.